Gemara says in our Chayyam Adays, Amar of Nachman, Yachoshet al Aroya Kosher La'edus. Amar of Sheishas, Oni Mori Arboin Bekatfe de Kosher. Rav Nachman says that someone who's Choshed on Yisurei Bia, Arayas, is Kosher La'edus, is not possible. Rav Sheishas responded, Oni Mori, will the master answer, Arboin Bekatfe de Kosher, what he's going to get Malkus? And he's still kosher le'edus. How can that be? Amar Rava, moder Rav Nachman le'inyan edus isha shu posel. Rava says that Rav Nachman will be moder for edus isha, edus about a woman. That is posel le'edus. Kosher al arroyos is posel le'edus for edus isha. Amar Ravina v'temer Rav Papa lo amran ela la'afuka v'liyula leslamba. Rava's qualification that Rav Nachman would admit by edus isha that he's possible, that's only talking about lafuka. What does that mean? Lafuka is a grashi. Lafuka lomer meis bailo girsha. To say that the woman is a pnuya, that she's no longer married. Denichale l'shavi a pnuya that tevi shchichale. He wants to make her a pnuya. He wants to make her muteres to him, make it easier for him to have beer with her. So that he's not going to be neman to do. Even Rav Nachman says a choshed al arayas is kosher le'edus. Le'edus isha is possible. So Ravina, that's only lafuka. Avaliyula leslamba. But to say that ploni kitsha, to make her asura, that he's going to be nema. So in fact, the gemar pshita avada, we're only concerned that maybe he's choshed to be mater lashuk. So the gemara ma udetema ha'adifale. The chsiv mayim gnuvim yimtaku. You would think that maybe an ashes, the iser ashes ishes, is more other for him. He wants it to be married. Mud nazach, right? He wanted to be married because mayim ganuvim are sweeter. Stolen water is sweeter. So dafka, he wants to be bold and ashes ish. Dr. Yamar, kamashalan, the kama, the kaima, hochi shchichale. It's more shchiach that a woman who's not an ashes ish is gonna be nivala. So he'd rather that she not be an ashes ish. So lafuka, he's not gonna be neman. Liula, he will be neman because then she's not gonna be a shchiach. So then Rav Nachman would say that he's takane. This is the gemar. The Gemara quotes Machlokas Amaroyim. What's the din? Someone who's choshed on Arayas, is he kosher le'edus? Is he posel le'edus? Rav Nachman says that he's kosher, and Rava says that he's posel. So the question is, what's the case? Before we understand what the nature of the Machlokas is, what exactly is the case? So the Rosh quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. If you have a Rosh, please open. Rosh and Simon Yud Gimel quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Pirish Rabbeinu Tam. Shebalo erva choshen ala arroyos. Rabbeinu Tam says that means he was balo erva mamish. Be a mamish. Dr. Rosh v'chaimulam mitol Pirish Rashi. That's how Rashi seems to learn Rav Nachman. Shepirish arboim bekatve bekosher. Rav Sheishis's response arboim bekatve bekosher. When he's chayiv malchus arboim and he's in bekosher la'edus. So Rashi says, Chayiv Malkus Rav Bishem Ba'asro, Adamar Mar Malkin al Lotova Shmua. Rashi says he gets Malkus even though there's no Hasra, because we give Malkus on Lotova Hashmua. Eli told his sons, Chofni and Pinchas, they were doing, they were acting in ways that were not so appropriate. So Eli told them, Lotova Hashmua, it's not good what I'm hearing. The rumors aren't good. And Chazam, we learned the Gemara in Kiddushin, at the end of Kiddushin says that we give Malkus for that, that if someone is not acting appropriately, so we give Malkus, and he's involved with different Yisurei Bia. So we give Malkus, even if there's no Hasras. He's not going to get Malkus and Bezdin, regular Malkus, but we give him Malkus anyway. So that's Rav Sheishis' Kashar. But Bekatfe Bekosher, not that he's going to get Malkus Mamish. There's no Malkus because there's no Hasra. But on Lotov HaShmo, we're still going to give him Malkus. So claims the Rosh, isn't this a Raya that he's Boel or Erva Mamish? He must be Boel. It must be a real Maisabia here, because if not, what's the Havamina? Rashi's saying, we're not going to give Malkus why? Because there's no Hasra. But it sounds like this isn't Avera that he would get Malkus for if there were Hasra. So it must be it's Boel or Erva Mamish. V'chein Mashem mitoch the Kosav Rav Alpha Zal. Skipping a little bit. The Rosh says that from the Lashon of the Riff, it's Mashra like that, because the Riff says, after he quotes Rav Sheishis' line, Arba Mekatve Bekosher, he says, Amalei, Hosam Yitzro Tokfo. Rav Nachman responded to Rav Sheishis that no, Hosam Yitzro Tokfo. By Choshir Allah Arroyos, the reason why he's Choshir La'edas, that's because Yitzro Tokfo, it's different. We're going to get to Yitzro Tokfo. It's a very important svar. Rav Nachman's Mechalik between Arayas and any other Aver. But says the Rosh, what's Mashma from the Rif? The Rif says that Hosam Yitzro Tokfo, Rav Nachman's response is Yitzro Tokfo is different. Now, is there Yitzro Tokfo if he's not Boal Lo'erva Mamish? Yitzro Tokfo means that his Yitzhar is pushing him to be Boel, so therefore somehow the Halach is different, which we'll get to. We'll get to the Svara. But it sounds like it's a real Maisabiyah that's going on over here. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Rosh points out, though, Rabbeinu Tam is very difficult. To say that Choshed Allah Arroyos is Boal Erva Mamish, Loshon Choshed doesn't sound like that. It sounds like he's only Choshed with the Arayas. It's Choshed with the Arayas. A little strange, Rabbeinu Tam's trying is a little strange to say that it's Mamish, Boal Erva Mamish. Really Boal Erva. So it's a kasha. It happens to be what the Rif says. Right, the Rif in a Tshuva, the Baal Amor quotes the Rif in a Tshuva. But the Rif in a Tshuva says that here we're not talking about Choshe, but rather we're talking about Boal or Erva Mamish. But it is difficult because what's the Lashon of Choshe? So comes the Baal Amor and says, maybe we can answer for the Rif. The Baal Amor, can I give you this Baal Amor? I think I gave you the Baal Amor inside. The Baal Amor is a short line. The Ran I did give you. The Baal Amor says on Daf Hei Amud Beis and Daf Yarif in the old versions, Mashakosav Harif B'Tshuvosav, the second chelik of that Baal Amor, the Ramaschel Uma. Hechoshed alo arroyos, gion sheboal achas min arroyos, shekeven sheboal achas mehen choshed hu al kulon. Ein zenochon. The Baal Amor doesn't like the Rif's pshat, but what is the Rif's pshat? The reason why it's called choshed is because if he's choshed to be boal al achas min ha'arayos, so then he's choshed on all of them. That's the idea of choshed. He wasn't bo on all of the arayas, but the point is if he's baal or erva, he's baal erva achas, then we're choshed him for all of the arayas. That's what the Lashon choshed means. That he's choshed on all his surei bia. That's the Lashon choshed. Not that he's only a choshed to be baal erva. No, he really was baal or erva mamish, but he's baal on one erva. He's baal ishes ish, let's say. So then he's choshed on all of the arayas. He's choshed on Eishes Ish, and on Achos Ish, and whatever Arayas they are. Chayvei Krisis, Chayvei Mises Bez, and once he's born, one Erva, so then he's Choshed on all of these Yisurei Bia. Maybe that's the Pshat in the Rif. That's why Rav Nachman used the Lashon of Choshed. The Ran offers a different interpretation. Why does Rav Nachman say Choshed? What does the Ran say? He says Choshed because sometimes even someone who doesn't have Avera Mamish is called a Choshed. Yeah, you think a choshed is someone who's choshed to do an aver, but he didn't do the aver yet. So says the Ran, it's not true. Sometimes someone who does an aver really is called a choshed. In the Kama Kamal B'Shein Acholkin B'Iker Adin Nirish Haper Shukadivi Arif Shema Shehik Shulom Miloshen Choshed Al Ha'aroyo Sein Akusha Shakavan Alom Shal B'Shu Choshed Lanu Al Ha'aroyo Machu Shiyadana B'Shabal Lo Erva Eino Choshed Al Ha'Mamon. You're saying he's choshed on the Arai, so he's not choshed on Mamon? Sometimes we say a person is choshed on X, that means he does the aver. Choshed ala treifus is choshed to eat treifus. Choshed ala shvua is choshed to be nishba la shaker. The kulanin chashudim ikam ala abam ibnei aver berura shasu. There, these people are all posel aedus because an avera that they did, we know that they did this aver. Choshed ala arroyos could be that as well. He's bala erva mamash. He's choshed mikam la haba that he'll do that avera. It's not the Pashup Shad. You think that Choshe means he's only Choshe to do an avera even if he didn't do it. But Dr. Ran, we find in Shas that sometimes Choshe refers to someone who did the avera. So maybe over here as well, Rav Nachman is referring to someone who did the avera, who's Boal or Erva. I use the Lashon of Choshe. No, that's a Lashon that's often used. But the Baal Amor is not happy. Based on this Kasha, these two Kashas, the Baal Amor says that Rav Nachman is not talking about someone who's Baal or Erva Mamash, rather someone who's only Choshed. What does it mean he's only Choshed? Says the Baal Amor, Ein Zenochem Ba'en Adim Ken Abel Elamem Baal Asa Erva Kamo Eid Zomim Mumum Averom V'Gabay Mumuch. So it should have just been Nokate the Lashon of the Avera. Why say Choshed Alo Arroyos? So he suggests that no, different Pshat. Let's see it back in the Rush, because that's the Rishon that we was assigned. The Rush also says the same as the Baal Amor. V'nir lefarish, hachoshed alo arroyos, shurogil v'gatz ba'arayos, and misyachid imoy. He's Gasparayas. He talks to Eishes Ish. He's Misyache with Eishes Ish. We don't see that he's Baala Erva Mamish, but we're Choshe that maybe he's Baala Erva. Choshe, maybe he's Baala Erva because he's Misyache with Arayas. And he's Gaslibo by Arayas. So we're afraid that he's Baala Erva Mamish. That's the Pshad. Rav Nachman says he's Choshe. He wasn't Baala Erva Mamish. He's Choshe La'edus. He's only a Choshe. So he's only a Choshe. He's still Choshe La'edus. He's not going to be Pos. Okay, these are the two pshatim that the Gemara has. Two pshatim the Rishonim have in the Gemara. Questions? Okay. The question is, what's the machlokas? Rav Nachman says that he's kosher la'edus. Rav Sheshe says that he's pasul. Why? What's the machlokas? So Rashi explains Rav Nachman as follows. Rashi and Chavavim Adeis. Kosher la'edus. Rav Nachman says a kosher alo arayos is kosher la'edus. Why? The v'ina rasha l'chamas k'dechsev al toshes eid chamas. Rashi says Rav Nachman holds that only if you're an eid chamas, if he's a rasha l'chamas, he's a pasul la'edus. Kosher alo erva, he's not an eid chamas, so because he's not an eid chamas, he's kosher la'edus. That's how Rashi interprets. So the question is, what does that mean? We have to evaluate Rashi according to the two pshatim that we have. We have the pshat of the Rif, and we have the rasha of Balamar. Right, so we have to evaluate Rav Nachman Shita according to Rashi lefi these two pshatim. So according to the Rif, if you say Choshed Al Ha'arayos means Baala Erva Mamish, so what's Rashi saying? Rav Nachman holds that if he's Baala Erva Mamish, since he's not a Rashi L'chamas, he's still Kosher La'edus. That's what Rav Nachman is assuming. That you need Rashi L'chamas, he's Baala Erva Mamish, he didn't have air, and have air daraisa. He's kosher la'edus nevertheless, because he's not a rasha l'chamas. That's what Rav Nachman is saying according to Rashi. Lefi the Rif's pshat within Rav Nachman. So what's Rav Sheshes disagreeing about? What are Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes arguing about? It sounds from Rashi that they're arguing about whether you need rasha l'chamas or not. Rav Nachman says that you need rasha l'chamas, and that's why kosher al arayos is kosher la'edus. And Rav Sheshes argues and says that you don't need rasha l'chamas. So since you violated an Issa Deraisa, you're Pasul La'edus. That's L'chora, what Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are disagreeing about. Who disagreed about that previously? We know a machlokas like this. Who's that? Abaye and Rava, right? That's Abaye and Rava. But the Mumma L'Hachas is Pasul La'edus, the Mumma L'Hachas is Kosher. Abaye says the Mumma L'Hachas is also Pasul, so he assumes you don't just... that even Rosh Alav D'Chamas is Pasul La'edus. Even someone who's not a Rosh Machmas Mum, Chamas, Gezel, Ribis, nothing to do with money. Stam and Avera, he didn't Avera. He was Ochel Nevelas Lahachis, he did something, he was Machal Shabbos Lahachis, whatever he did an Avera Lahachis. Abaye says he's Pasul La'edus as well. He violated Issa Deraisa, he's Pasul La'edus, Minat Torah. And Rava says, no, Rosh HaLechamas Bina, you need Dafka Rosh HaLechamas, it's got to be something that relates to Chamas, to be Pasul La'edus. So presumably, first glance, Lefi the Rif's pshat within Rav Nachman, according to Rashi, there's a lot here, right? But according to Rashi's understanding, if you take the Rif's pshat seriously, it would seem as though Rav Sheshes Rav Nachman are disagreeing about the Machlokas Abaye and Rava, whether you need Rosh HaLechamas to be Pasul La'edus or not. Maybe even Rosh HaLav L'chamas can be Pasul. Rav Sheshes says that even Rosh HaLav L'chamas is Pasul. Rav Nachman says, no, only Rosh HaLechamas is Pasul. Rav Nachman goes like Rava, and Rav Sheshes goes like Abaye. This is l'chora, the simple pshat within Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. But it's very difficult. It's a very difficult pshat. The Ran is the kasha against this pshat. What's the Ran's kasha? Why is this a difficult pshat? Because if this is the machlokas, if it's just the machlokas Abaye and Rava, so then what's Rav Sheshes' kasha? I bought him the katfe, the kasha. Rav Sheshes says, yeah, it's such a dover pasha, he should be pasul. Rav Nachman, how can you say that he's kosher? Abayim v'katfei v'kosher, he's chayiv malkus, and he's going to be kosher? Did you say Rav Nachman held like Rava that you need Rosh HaLechamas to be pasul la'edus? What kind of a kasha is that? You should just answer, you need Rosh HaLechamas. So what that it's abayim v'katfei? Rav Sheshes says abayim v'katfei v'kosher, because he holds that you don't need a Rosh HaLechamas, just because he's a Rosh is enough to pasul la'edus. So that's his kasha, but it's not such a strong kasha. Abayim v'katfei v'kosher is like b'tniya, pshita. What are you talking about? It's crazy. It's not so crazy. Right? Rava thought it's not so crazy at all. Rav Nachman is entitled to go like Rava. So what's Rav Sheshes' kasha? That's the Ran's difficulty with this pshat. So that's how they want to explain, but it's very difficult. To Rava Deboy Rosh HaLechamas, Dinu Shiach Sheboal HaErva, Rav Nachman. By the Loboy Rosh Lachamas, Heinekur of Sheishes. In fact, they ran Vim Kain, Mazel, Tmir, Shal, Rav Sheishes, Abra, Bekafi, Bekosher, Led the Lay, Rosh Lachamas, Ve'inan. Rav Nachman is a very simple answer. It's a mod in the Kasha then. Rav Sheishes' Kasha is difficult. That's one Kasha. But there's another Kasha as well. The other Kasha is, Rava also holds that there are Psulei Eidus that at first glance don't seem to be Rosh the Chamas, meaning they don't seem to be people related to Gzela, direct Chamas. Now what am I talking about? The Gemara Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says that Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Tei Avon, direct Kol Pasol. Ochel Nevelos L'Tei Avon, someone who eats Nevelos L'Tei Avon to fill his taiva, direct Kol Pasol. Even Rava says that's Pasol. The Machlokas Abai and Rava is when the Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Hachis is Pasol on him. But if he eats L'Tayavon, even Rava says that he's going to be Pasol Eidus. So it sounds from Rava that if you do anything L'Tayva, you're Pasol Eidus. Bo'ala Erva is certainly L'Tayva. Right? So if Rava holds him a Marachol Nevelos L'Tayavon is Pasol Eidus, then presumably Bo'ala Erva should be Pasol Eidus too. What's Rav Nachman saying? What, the first shot is that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes argue about the Machlokas Abai and Rava? Rav Nachman is assuming like Rava that you need Rosh HaLachamas. Even Rava doesn't hold that you always need a Rosh HaLachamas. Mamish, as long as you do an Avera L'Taiva, you're Pasol Eidus according to Rava. So Mali Nevela, Mali Erva, Yisurei Bia is just another Avera that you do L'Taiva. So if you do an Avera L'Taiva, Rava would say that you're Pasol Eidus. So what's Rav Nachman talking about? Two kashas over here. First of all, what's Rav Sheshes' big kasha, Arban B'Katve V'Kosha? Not such a kasha. Rava holds it. You don't need a Rosh HaLachamas. The second kash is that, no, the truth is, Rava does say that if you do an Avera L'Taiva, L'Tayavon, you're Pasol Eidus. So why is Bala Erva any less than Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon? So comes the Ran and says, I'll tell you what the Machlokas Amorayim is. Yesh Tirtzu de Bala Erva Domi L'Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon. The mode of Abai Varava the Pasul. The coffin of Achel coffin of Masi. The Hanami Albuma Shall Arias, he made Eidu Sheker, Kigon Shetomala Haisha Shiod Eidu Sheker Vetishmelo. Dr. Ran, I'll tell you what the Pshat is. What is Rav Sheshes hold? Rav Sheshes says the Choshen Allah Arayos is Pasul Eidus, Arboim Bekatve Vekoshem. Rav Sheshes himself is going like Rava. Rav Sheshes doesn't have to go like Abai. Rav Sheshes can be going like Rava. Sheshes soul, just like Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon is Pasul Eidus, Bala Ever L'Tayavon is also Pasul Eidus. That's what Rav Sheshes soul. It's like Rava. What's Rav Nachman saying? The Li Nira says the Ran. The Li Nira the Ein Zekusha. They ask, what's Rav Nachman going to hold? The Mahapligi Idami L'Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon. Olo. The whole machlokus is, why is Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon Pasul Eidus according to Rava? Yesh lefarish ha'udah mumar ochel nevelos l'tayavon shemishem chashash mamon mamish ha'ochel osa mibnei shemotzi osa bezor lechem das mamon. Is he posel eidus because he's eating the nevelos l'tayvas mamon, or is he eating the nevelos l'tayva? What do I mean? What does Rashi say in the Gemara? Mumar ochel nevelos l'tayavon direk kol posel zok Rashi dekeven mishum mamon ka'ovid ha'shchicha bezor tfei midehetera havalei rasha kirasha d'chamas posel eidus. Rashi learns that Rava Taka holds that you need a Rosh HaLachamas. Absolutely. So Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Hachis is Kosher L'Eidus. Ay, L'Tayavon is Pasul L'Eidus. No, that's Rosh HaLachamas, says Rava. That's like a Rosh HaLachamas. Ay, he's not stealing from anyone. No, but he's doing it with Taivas Mamon, so that he'll be able to get it cheaper, Nevelos cheaper than Basar Kosher. So that's really like a Rosh HaLachamas. That's what Rav Nachman is going to say. Rav Sheshes holds that just like Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Tayavon is Pasul Eidus, Bala Ever L'Tayavon is also Pasul Eidus. Rava holds that any Aver that you do L'Tayva, even not L'Tayva S'mamen, any Aver L'Tayva is Pasul Eidus. L'Tayva, that's enough to be called a Rosh HaLachamas. Rosh HaLachamas doesn't mean that you have to do something related to Mamen. If you do it L'Tayva, that's called a Rosh HaLachamas. Chamas is also a Tayva, Tayva S'mamen. Rava says any Aver that's done L'Tayva, that's like a Rosh HaLachamas. It's not Mamish Rosh HaLachamas, but Taivas Mamon and other Taivas, Taivas Avera, it's Hainu Hach, says Rava. Because if you do it L'Taiva, then we're afraid that you'll be made a Shekel L'Taiva as well. Kofin va'achil kofin umasin. If you're hungry, you'll do an aveira because you're hungry for the nevela. So if you're hungry for the nevela, you'll be made a sheker too. Someone offers you a nevela, he offers you a McDonald's, so then you'll be made a sheker too. That's what Rav Sheshes holds. That according to Rava, any aveira l'tayavan is like a rush of the chamas. So nevela l'tayavan is like erva l'tayavan. There's no difference. Comes Rav Nachman and says, no, l'tayavan means that if you do it l'tayavas mamin, stam l'tayavan, that's not enough. You do it l'tayavas mamin, that's a rush of the chamas. V'bala erva, that's not l'tayavas mamin. It's stamataiva. Stamataiva is not enough to be called a rush of the chamas. We paskin, and he's assuming like Rava, not that we paskin like that, but he assumes like Rava that you need rush of the chamas. So he says, dafka l'tayavas mamon is rush of the chamas, but if it's not l'tayavas mamon, even if it is an aver l'tayva, you're not going to be posel l'edus. Okay, this could be one possible psha. Okay, the second psha. Not that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are arguing about Machlokes Abayin and Rava, they both agree with Rava. Question is, Rava's extension that if you do an aver l'tayva, you posel l'edus as well, what does that mean? Is it only for tayvas mamon or for any tayva? Ba'ala erba is not tayvas mamon. If you hold dafka l'tayvas mamon, so then he'll be kosher l'edus. That's Rav Nachman. If you hold it for any taiva, so then he'll be posel l'edus. That's what Rav Sheshes says. That's why Rav Sheshes says, I bar b'katfei v'kosher. He's doing an aveira l'tayva, even if it's not l'tayvas mamon. So what? He should be posel. Everyone should say he's posel. Okay. This is one shot. Questions? Comes Tosfos and the Rosh, and they offer a different pshat within Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman say Choshed Alo Arayos is Choshed La'edus? He's going within Rava, but if Ochel Nevela Sateyavan is Posel La'edus, so why should Erva be any different than Nevela? Right? What's Rav Nachman saying? Why should he say that they're Choshed La'edus? So come Tosfos and the Rosh, and they say Baal or Erva is different. Why is it different? Two words. Which two words? Yitzro Tokfa. His Yetzahara is worse. When it comes to Erva, the Yetzahara is worse. Tosa says, Taima Maishna me Ochel Nevels L'Teyavan and Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni D'Psulan La'edus. Right, Ochel Nevels L'Teyavan and Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni. Mishkav Zohar. Right, we had that case on Davtesa Mebeis. Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni is Posel La'edus. If Choshed Alo Arroyos is Koshel La'edus, so why is Ploni Ravani L'Ritzoni Posel La'edus? So Dr. Tosfos in the second Teretz, Inami Hachamishim the Yitzro Tokfa. This is different because Yitzro Tokfa. For Taivas Isha, it's worse than Mishkav Zocha. Mishkav Zocha, Tosfos assumes it's not as much Yitzro Tokfa. Lodami Lenevela Vagam Lerviyah, the lack of Yitzro Tokfa called Kachkamo Be'erva. Erva is a little bit worse. It's more Yitzro Tokfa for B.S. Isha as opposed to Mishkav Zocha. And certainly Nevela. Nevela is not Yitzro Tokfa. So what does that have to do with anything? There's more Yitzro Tokfa by Baal or Erva than by Nevela. So what? So Tosfos is apparently assuming that Rav Nachman holds that Rosh the Chamas is Pasul La'edus because he's Choshed L'Shaker. He's Choshed. Right? He's Choshed. Just like he's Choshed on Mammon, Rosh the Chamas, just like he's Choshed on Mammon, he's Choshed to be made an Edus Shaker. But Baal or Erva, Yitzro Tokfa. Just because he's choshed to be Baal or Erva, he's not choshed to be made Eidus Sheker. Yeah, if he's choshed on Mammon, so then he's choshed on Sheker too. Because those are on the same level. The Yetzirah to steal is great, but it's not that much greater than the Yetzirah to be made in Eidus Sheker for money, right? I mean, it's the same Yetzirah. The Baal or Erva, Tosfos assumes, is a greater Yetzirah. The Yetzirah to be Baal HaErva is greater. So just because he's Choshed to be Baal HaErva doesn't mean he's Choshed to be made Eidus Sheker. Because it's a greater Yetzirah. There's no direct equation. If he's Choshed on Mammon, so then he's Choshed to be made Eidus Sheker. Because the Yetzirah to steal money is the same as the Yetzirah to be made Eidus Sheker for money. I mean, he's not going to be made an Eidus Sheker stop. It must be that someone's paying him for it. So the Yetzahara to steal is the same as the Yetzahara to be made an Eidus Sheker for money. So if he's Choshed al Mammon, he's Choshed to be made an Eidus Sheker. But if he's Choshed to be Baal or Erva, it's a great Yetzahara. So just because he's Nichshal in that Isser, in the Isser Ebiya, doesn't mean he's going to be Nichshal in being made an Eidus Sheker. It's not Choshed to be made an Eidus Sheker, because that's not as great a Yetzahara to be able to control himself. That's Rav Nachman's chiluk. It's not that Rav Nachman says the only time we assume that someone who violates an Issa Daraisa is considered a Rosh HaLechomos is if he violates the Issa L'Shem Mammon, for Taiva S'mammon. No, that's not what he's saying. No, maybe Rav Nachman Taka agrees that any Issa L'Taiva, Rava holds, is considered a Rosh HaLechomos, and he'll agree with that, that you considered a Rosh HaLechomos. But he assumes that a Rosh HaLechomos is possible Eidus because he's Choshud. Choshud on Mammon is Choshud on Shvua. Choshud on Mammon is Choshud on Shvua. But if he's chashed to be Baala ever since Yitzro Tokfo, that's so chamor. Right? That's such a great Yet Zahara that it doesn't mean that he's chashed to be made in Eidus Sheker. Just because he's chashed to be Baala Erba, he might not be made in Eidus Sheker. He'll be able to control himself for the Eidus Sheker. Rav Nachman says that's why he's chashed Eidus. Rav Sheshes argues, what does Rav Sheshes hold? How does Rav Sheshes disagree and say, Arbaim Bekatfe Bekosha, what's his taina? I be Yitzro Tokfo. Rav Sheshes might hold that Rosh HaLechomos is possible, not because of Chashad, because he's Choshed to be made in Eidus Sheker, but why? It's Gzeres HaKosef. He's a certain type of Rosha, then he's possible Eidus. Al Toshes Yotchem Rosh HaLios Eid Chomos. Rosh HaLechomos perhaps is possible Eidus because he's a Rosh HaLechomos. He has a status of a Rosh HaLechomos. Gzeres HaKosef. If it's a function of Gzeres HaKosef, if he is a Rasha, any kind of Rasha for Taiva, right, is called a Rasha L'Chamas. As long as you define Rasha L'Chamas as not someone who doesn't have Avera L'Taiva's Mammon, but anyone who doesn't have Avera L'Taiva is called a Rasha L'Chamas. Because Chamas doesn't mean Mammon, it means Taiva. If you hold Rasha L'Chamas means anyone who doesn't have Avera for Taiva, that's Rasha L'Chamas, and Rava would admit that he's Pasal La'edas. So Bala Erva is Taka and Avera L'Taiva. As long as you don't hold that Rosh HaLechomos is possible Eidus because of Chashad, it's a Gzeres HaKosev, it's a Psul Aguf, it's not because of Chashad, but it's a Gzeres HaKosev, so then Taka makes sense. It makes sense that if he's a Rosh HaLechomos, he doesn't have Aver L'Taiva, even if that Aver is Baal Erva, it's not Taiva's moment, it's any Taiva, that's enough to give him the status of Rosh HaLechomos and it'll be possible Eidus. But Yitzro Tokfo, so what did Yitzro Tokfo? Okay, he might not be Choshud to be made Eidus Sheker. It doesn't matter. He's possible Eidus anyway because he has a Psul Aguf once he's defined as a Rosh HaLechomos. Right? So the two Pshatim we have, there are three really, right? With Nachman and Sheshes are either arguing about the Machlokes Abayin and Rava whether you need Rosh HaLechomos or not. With Nachman might hold like Rava that you do need Rosh HaLechomos to be possible Eidus, and Rav Sheshes goes like Abayin that you don't. We had trouble with those two Pshatim. Or you can say Rav Nachman and Sheshes both go like Rava, but the Machlokas is whether Rava admits that if you do an Avera L'Tayavan, any Avera L'Tayva passes you La'edus, like Rav Sheshes, or no, only an Avera L'Tayva S'mamen. That's the Ran. And then Tosus has a third Pshat, that maybe both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes hold that even Avera L'Tayva Stam is enough to pass La'edus according to Rava. But the question is, what's the nature of that Psul? Why is an Avera L'Taiva going to pass you La'edus? Why is that called a Rosh HaLechomos according to Rava? Is the Pshat that it makes you Choshed to be made Eidus Sheker? Because we assume that if you're Choshed for Taiva, to do an Avera L'Taiva, then you'll be Choshed to be made Eidus Sheker too. Or is it, no, it's a Gzeres HaKosev that you're called a Rosh HaLechomos then. But there's no Chomos, there's no Gzela. No, Rosh HaLechomos means a Rosh for Taiva is a Rosh HaLechomos. So once you're called a Rosh HaLechomos, you'll be Pasul La'edus, even if you didn't take any money. Erva, if he's Bala Erva, he doesn't have Erva L'Taiva, but that might be enough. Because if he has a status of Rosh HaLechomos, then he's Pasul La'edus. Rav Nachman says, no, it's not Gzeres HaKosev, it's a function of Chashad. It's a function of Chashad, that if you're Choshed on Mammon, then you're Choshed on the Shvuah as well. If you're Bala Erva, you're not Choshed, because Yitzro Tokfa. So if he doesn't have Erva only because his Yetzar is so strong, so he's not choshed to be made an Eidus Sheker, because we don't think that he'll jump so far that he'll do that kind of averes. Okay, this is the machlokes amarayim according to the pshat of the Rif. That choshed doesn't mean choshed; it really means bala erva mamish. Questions? Three pshatim so far. Yeah, Mickey.
For the second shot, that it's just a machlokes on what Rava holds a teavon is, whether right. Teavon just
taiva smamon or even stam taiva.
So, Rav Nachman says it's a taivas mammon. Why would he say that? Pointing its own also.
Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni is pasul. Only time is mamon. Very good. Right, the vela would be for mamon. Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni is not l'time is mamon. Excellent question. So you'd have to give the first answer of Tosfos. But Nachman is assuming here that he's only a choshed. He's not doing the aver mamish. He's saying if you hold a choshed alo arroyos means bala ever mamish, and you're learning like that pshat, like that middle pshat, so how do you explain ploni ravani lirtsoni? Ah, he's in a kash. Oh, Eli, yeah, what do you think?
Since it's, there isn't even a reason why he's being choshed, it's still he's lying, then even if there's mamon, he'd lie.
No hamon? Again?
He's doing something wrong without even a direct benefit. And so obviously.
Not a direct benefit? Mishkav Zocha? He thinks it's a direct benefit. It's for taiva, right?
It's not really a taiva.
It's not as great as a taiva. Just because we're not going to say he's for tokfo doesn't mean there isn't a taiva. He's doing the aver for benefit. Yes. I'm sorry.
You say it's less than mamon. Meaning it's
no. It's equal to mamon.
Or it's equal to mamon, either one. And therefore, if he's
so, why is he pasul eid? Is there? I don't understand. If choshed alo arayos is koshel eidus according to Rav Nachman, so why is ploni rabbanu letzoni pasul eidus? It's the same. It's the same taiva, no? Fakert, if you say it's less of a taiva, he should be more kosher. Joe?
I thought the Rosh dealt with this a little bit.
Okay, let's see the Rosh. Taka, he does quote it. Ah, right. But you're only kosher for one thing.
Just
for that. So he's kosher for Mishkav Zocha.
Just in that case.
He'd only be kosher for Mishkav Zocha. So in that particular case, what? Right.
In that case of Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, so it's going to be Pasul Eidus to say Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, but for all other cases he would be Pasul Eidus.
Not just in that case, he'd be Pasul to talk about Mishkav Zocha, you're saying. He'd be Pasul to talk about Mishkav Zocha. Right, that's talking about the Rosh answers. Achoshen al adav al adonav v'lo me'idu, aval Eidus acher is kosher. The Rosh invokes the Gemara in Bechoras and the Aflamit. That's the same Gemara in Bechoras that the Ran asked from, right? About the person who's doing tshuva. Right? Remember we had that Ran and the Aflamit. Hey, Amid Aleph. Right, so that's what you'd have to say. That's the Rosh's answer. Good. Good job. Excellent. Right, the answer for Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, you hear, Mickey? Right, for Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, what you'd have to say is like the Gemara in Bechoros, that he's posel only for the Avera that he's choshed on. But not that he'd be posel Eidus in general. He's posel for that item. It's a special chiddush that he's posel for that item. That's what the Gemara is talking about. He's posel for that Eidus. But he wouldn't be posel for a different Eidus. He'd only be posel to talk about Mishkav Zachar. Yes?
Later
question that can say that the Lashon Rasha Gu implies that he's possible for all of them. Okay, he does. You're right. But for this pshat, you'd have to learn like that. I mean, that's what the Rosh is saying. So there is a working pshat here, even though the Rosh feels that it's limping to the finish line. It's working. It's not working too well, but that is the working pshat that you'd have to give in that gemara. It's a difficult gemara. Okay. What do we do with the balamar and the rush? Ah, oh, well, now up to your rush. Yeah. Choshed alo arroyos doesn't mean bala ever mamish, but rather he's only choshed. So what's Rav Nachman or Rav Sheshes arguing about? So if you say he's only choshed alo erva, so then Rav Nachman. Well, first of all, let's back up. If you say he's only choshed alo erva, so then we're free to say that both Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes are going like Abaye. They don't have to go like Rav anymore, right? Abaye holds that even Rosh Alab de Chamas is posel eidus. Aye, Rav Nachman says the choshed alo arroyos is koshel eidus. Why should that be true? The answer is, it's not an avera chamur. It's not such an avera chamur. Not such an Avera Chamur. Maybe even Abai would say it's partial Avis. But so what that it's not such an Avera Chamur? It's still an Issa Daraisa. So what if not such an Avera? Not such an Avera Chamur. It's still on the books. I mean, come on. It's not such an Avera Chamur. So the Ran is in very interesting Lashon here. It's a very complicated Ran, if you're really going to get the details. What does the Ran say? Hichshir Rav Nachman Rishim Shein Osa Avera Gemura Ela Yichud. So what's this aver, by the way? Choshed, right? So he's misyached, he's gaslibo barayas, he's misyached imoim. Yichud. But Nachman says he's kosher leidus because he doesn't do an avera gemura. He only does yichud. But says the Ran, Ava Bishuasim in Torah, don't get fooled. Yichud is an issa deraisa. Yichud with the arayis is an issa deraisa. The Rambam says the same thing. It's an issa deraisa. As the Ran, Enosover lasos avera. He doesn't think he's doing any avera. Ke'inyin ganav nisan v'ganav tishrei. Oh, ganav nisan. Ganav nisan. Ganav nisan v'ganav tishrei. We talked about, we're going to get back to him. It's Hashem. Right? Someone who steals during the harvest season. He thinks he's not doing anything wrong, because right, if he's in oris b'davar muat davar shenigmer malachto, he thinks that the bailam are not makpit. Right, he thinks the bailam are not makpit. Doesn't think he's doing any avera, so in that case he's not pasul la'edus. That's what Rav Nachman might hold. He's doing an avera. It's not an avera gemura, but because he thinks he's not doing an avera, that's why he's going to be kosher. Rav Sheisha Zahadri Abar Makatve b'kosher. The kosher, shari avera gemura hi demalkin alotova shmua. Rav Sheisha says, look, if we give malkus for lotova shmua, he's doing an avera gemura. He's doing an avera gemura, so he should be pasul la'edus. Rav Nachman lo kosher lepirchei. Rav Nachman wasn't concerned about that kasha. What's the shock of attire according to the Ram? Rav Nachman holds that what's he doing? He's kosher on the arayis. He's misyachi with the arayis. He's doing an avera gemura. That's an avera daraisa, but he calls it not an avera gemura. Why is it not an avera gemura? It's only yichud. It's only yichud. Even though it's an issa daraisa, he doesn't think he's doing any avera. He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. So therefore, he's kosher leidus according to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheisha says no. He's doing an avera gemura because we give malchus for that. So it is an avera gemura, even though it's only yichud. What does only yichud mean? It's still an issa daraisa. What's Rav Sheshes responding? If it's an Issa d'Araisa, so everyone should say it's the same. If he doesn't think that he's doing an Avera, so everyone should say he's kosher l'edus. Right? If they assume that as long as it's an Issa d'Araisa, he's posel l'edus, so then he should be posel l'edus for Natar. If you assume that if he doesn't realize he's doing an Avera, he's kosher l'edus, so everyone should say that he's kosher l'edus. So what's the Machlokas Amoroyim over here? What's the Ran saying? So L'chora, Rav Sheshes is the simpler sheet, right? Rav Sheshes will hold that he's doing an avera gemura, even though he thinks he's not doing an avera. He's pasul la'edus. Is that a psul d'arais or a psul d'rabbanan? What do you think? Rav Sheshes could hold it's only a psul d'rabbanan, like Tosis on opening day in the sugya, nafchav dalet amen beis. Right? You can do an avera d'araisa, but if you think you're not doing anything wrong, not a psul d'araisa. Pasul eidus midir abonan. Min ha-Torah is still kosher. That's what Rav Sheshes could hold. Who says the psul eidus here is a psul d'araisa? It could be a psul d'rabbanan. Maybe that's what he holds. In a chanami, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. Rav Sheshes says he's pasul midir abonan anyway. Because Chazal pasul him since he is doing an issa d'araisa. What's Rav Nachman going to respond though? Why does he hold that he's kosher eidus? Midir abonan, he still should be pasul. Chazal always pasled you as long as you violated Issa d'Araisa. So what's Rav Nachman saying here? What's he saying? So from the Lashon of the Ran, it sounds like Rav Nachman is saying that since he doesn't realize he's doing any Issa, kosher l'edus and ganzen, he's not pasled b'chlal. It sounds like whom? Rav Nadav, right? That if you don't think you're doing any Issa d'Araisa, then you're kosher l'edus and ganzen. Torah v'drabanan, totally. That's what it sounds like. That's not really what the Ran says. Ran starts off by saying that this chashad is not an avera gemur. It's only yichud. We've got to somehow put that part of the Ran into the equation. If not, we're not getting a full picture. And keep in mind, the Ran didn't like Rabbi David. The Ran quotes the Rabbi David on Daf Chavdal and Aved, but he has a different pshat in the Mishnah. He didn't like the Rabbi David. That was a big chiddush the Ran felt. So what does he mean here? Rav Nachman holds that he's kosher la'edus, but he's doing an issa d'araisa. He's still doing yichud. So the Ran probably means that yichud is not an avera gemura. What that means is it's not an issa d'araisa that stands by itself. What's the nature of the issa of yichud with an erva? Maybe the issa of yichud with an erva is just a siog labia. It's a siog for a different issa. It's a secondary type of issa. It's a lower level d'araisa. Right? It's still a daraisa, but it's a lower level daraisa. It's only a siog for a different issa. So maybe Chazal weren't goes to the Psul Eidus Drabonon on this individual, even though normally Chazal say that he is Psul Eidus if he doesn't Issa Daraisa, even though he doesn't know he's doing an Issa. But this Issa, which is not an Avera Gemura, maybe it's only a Siog for the Issa Bia with an Erva, it's only a secondary Issa. Maybe for that kind of Issa, Chazal viewed that Issa as a lower level Issa, so Chazal didn't put a Psul Eidus on the individual for doing that kind of Avera. Maybe that's what the Ran had in mind within Rav Nachman Shita. And Rav Sheshes argues. Rav Sheshes says that even if he doesn't know what he's doing, the Rabbanan Chazal pasal leidus, if he doesn't issa daraisa. And Rav Sheshes can hold that even if Yichud is only a siog levi, it doesn't matter. If it's an issa daraisa, he's pasal leidus. Of course, you can get very fancy and say Rav Sheshes might argue about the nature of the issa Yichud. Maybe he holds it's a real avera gemura. We don't just look at it as a siog for the issa bia, but it's not very gemurah. That's why Chazal will pass away this, even though he doesn't realize what he's doing. Okay, that could be the pshat according to the Ram. Of course, there's another way to learn Rav Nachman lefi the Rosh and the Balamor. Right? Rav Nachman says Choshed alo arayo says Choshed leedus. Why? Because he's only Choshed. But so what? Yichud is still an issa deraisa. So why doesn't he have a psul derab on him? He should be puzzled with Rabbanan at least. So maybe the answer is really very simple. If you put everything that we've been saying together. We quoted a Tosfos in Bava Metzia on Daf Ayin Beis, right? Remember that Tosfos with the Turi Evan, Rosh Hashanah? Tosfos said, maybe for a Psul Rabbanan, you have to be a Rosh of the Chamas. Right? Abayi might admit that for a Psul Rabbanan, Psul Eidus Mid Rabbanan, you have to be a Rosh of the Chamas. They limited it. And that's why they wanted to say that by Avak Ribis, the Eidim are kosher le'edus. The Eidim don't become kosher le'edus. Because by Avak Ribis, it's only a Ribis Drabanan to begin with. So the Issa Ribis, if the Issa Ribis is Drabanan, the Psul Eidus can only be Midrabanan. So Chazal, we're not going to be Gozer if he's not a Rosh of the Chamas. So you could say something similar here. Even though here we're not talking about an Issa Drabanan, it's not like Avak Ribis, it's an Issa Daraisa. But he doesn't realize he's doing an Issa Daraisa. So the Psul Eidus is only going to be the Rabbanan. Maybe Chazal, whatever goes, Rav Psul Eidus on someone who's not a Rosh of the Chamas. Rav Nachman holds, he's not a Rosh of the Chamas. Because this is not an Aver involving money. That's what you could say, very poshut. Right? He's Choshud. He is Choshud. But it's not an Avera, right? He doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. If he's Baal HaErva, you can't say he doesn't realize he's not doing anything wrong. That's ridiculous. Baal HaNeshes Ish, he doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong. But if he's only Choshed Al HaErva, he's only Mesiached, he thinks Yichud with an Erva is Mutter. Unfortunately, a lot of people think that Yichud with an Erva is Mutter. It's not true. Yichud with a Pnuya might be an Issa Daraisa too. If the Pnuya is a Nida, it's no difference, right? It could be a Chiyuv Kares also, even if she's not an Eishes Ish. People don't realize this. A lot of singles don't realize that. It's a big problem. Got to be Nizer in that. Just because she's not an Eishes Ish doesn't mean it's not an Issa Daraisa. It's not Yichud with the Chayve Krisis. Nid is also a Chiyuv Kares. So he doesn't realize that it's only Yichud, right? It's a lower level Issa, but it's an Issa Daraisa. He doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong. But Nachman says that it's only a Psul Derabanan. To have a psul derabanan, psul eidus midrabanan, you have to be a Rosh of the Chamas. This is not a Rosh of the Chamas, so that's why Rav Nachman says that he's kosher leedus. Okay, so two ways that we can understand. Rav Nachman either holds that since Yichud is only a siog lebia, so since he doesn't realize what he's doing, Chazal never put a psul eidus on him. Even though he doesn't issa daraisa, Chazal never put a psul eidus on him because he doesn't realize what he's doing. Or the pshat is that Chazal only put a psul eidus on someone who's a Rosh of the Chamas, and since he's not a Rosh of the Chamas, he can't have a psul derabanan. He should be psul min haTorah. No, since he doesn't realize what he's doing, the psul is only going to be derabanan. So if he's not a Rosh of the Chamas, Chazal is not going to put the psul on him. Okay? Questions? Okay. That's the sugya. Let's go right there. Let's go weiter. The Amar Rav Nachman, Ganav Nisan v'Ganav Tishrei lo shmei Ganav. Rav Nachman made another statement. We've had this before. This was that first round on Daf Chavdalad Amabes. Hani mili barisa v'davar mu'ad v'davar shenigmar malachtam. Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei. If he's an oris v'davar mu'ad v'davar shenigmar malachtam, he's not a ganav. Why barisa is different? Zav Rashi barisa the Torah above. Amora hetera lital davar mu'ad yosar al chelkam v'nei tircham. He's more heter. He's more heter. He doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong. He's more heter to take davar mu'ad yosar al chelkam v'nei tircham. The davar shenigmar malachta. Why does it have to be that? The meshavi nafshi kepoel. A poel is allowed to work in the field of the baal habayis and to take some of the food to eat as he's working. If it's nigmar malachta. So he's more ahead there. He says that the Bailam are not going to be makvid. It's a zokter of Nachman. He's not posel edus because he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. Yeah. So we asked, he's not posel edus, but chalal, he's kosher. Why should he be kosher? With the Rabbanan, he still should be posel edus. Like Tosus, Adav Chavdalet, and Mebeis, right? But the Rabbanan, he still should be Pasal Eidus. So if you take Rabbi David's approach, so then this is great. He doesn't realize he's doing anything wrong, so he's kosher and gans. Yeah. It's difficult to ask Rashi. Rashi didn't take Rabbi David. Some of the other Rishonim explain differently. I think we even mentioned this then. Both the Rama and the Ramba. They hold it's not that the person is more heter. He's more a heter. He says the Bailam are not going to be makbid. He's more a heter. He thinks he's not doing anything wrong. He really is doing something wrong. It really is gezel. But he thinks he's not doing anything wrong. No, maybe that's not the pshat. The Rama says, maybe the pshat is that the Bailam really are not makbid. There is no gezel over here. Right? There are two pshat in the Rama gave. The ikal of frusha at the time of the milsa mishum the kol kai gav the kimlo and the bailam the lo kapti you command the shakti vidans bailam dummy. Not that he's more heter that the bailam are not going to be makbid, but he's dead wrong. He's dead right. He's right. Forget about the dead. He's right. The bailam taka are not makbid. Kimlo and the bailam is an under the muha. The bailam are not makbid on such a thing. He's an oris of the bailam. He's like a poil of the bailam. So the bailam taka are not going to be makbid on him. So that's why he's kosher and gansen. He's kosher legami. This is what the Rambam writes. Rambam nochas edus. Perik yud halacha hey. Ori shalok al davar mu'ad min haperes shebikru bimei nisan bimei tishrei kodem shetigamer malachta. We'll get to that detail in a moment. Kodem shetigamer malachta. Avi shalok al shalom idaz ba'al asada eino gana v'kosher la'edus. She'ein ba'al asada makbid olav v'chein kol kiyotze v'zeh. The Rambam says the ba'al asada is not makbid. If he's not makbid, so then he's kosher la'edus because he did nothing wrong. Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei. We might call him a Ganav, but he's not really a Ganav. Some of you pointed out that the Lashon, Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei sounds like he's a Ganav. He's doing something wrong. Right? That's the nafkamina between these two approaches. According to the Rambam and the Rambam, he's not a Ganav b'chlal. Would he have to return what he took? Would he have to return what he took? So according to the Rambam and the Rambam, there's no chiyav hashava. If someone tells him, you know, by the way, there's a problem with what you did, he'd say, there's no problem, Bechlal. There is no gzeila. He didn't do anything wrong at all. According to Rashi, it sounds like he did do something wrong. He's kosher la'edus because even though he did something wrong, he doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. But not that he didn't do something wrong. He really did do something wrong. They quote the Mach Nefrayim Hilchas Gzeilet Simen Beis has a shayla about this. Let's say a person takes something, Shalom Idas HaBailim, something that the Bailim normally are not makbid on. Is that called Gezel? Is that called Gezel? So someone to bring a raya from this sugya. You're taking something that the Bailim are normally not makbid on. But it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the Bailim. So according to Rashi, that is Gezel. You're more ahead there that you're assuming it's not Gezel, but it's not clear if the Bailam are not makbid. I mean, the Bailam normally are not makbid on it, let's say. So, it could be according to Rashi that still is called Gezel. You might be more ahead that makes you kosher le'edus. It doesn't make you kosher le'edus. It keeps your hechsher le'inyan edus, because you don't realize you're doing something wrong, but that's still called gezel, and you'd have a chiyav hashava according to Rashi. According to the Ramah and the Rambam, there is no chiyav hashava. There is no chiyav hashava. Moshe Feinstein in Choshe Mishpat and Chelek Aleph Simin Mem Zayin, he's medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara, Gan of Nisim, Gan of Tishrei, like Rashi. It sounds like it really is a gneva here. You're really doing something wrong, Rav Moshe says. You're doing something wrong, but you're kashal eidus. One does not have to do with the other. You could be a bal aver and be kashal eidus anyway. We had a lot of, Rav Nachman gave us a lot of cases, right? You could be bal aver mamish, and nevertheless be kashal eidus for a side reason. Same thing over here. You could be doing something wrong, but because you're more ahead and you don't think there's any problem with it, you could be kashal eidus. Is there any other way to explain Shitas Rashi without the Rabbeinu David? That Rashi says you're doing something wrong and nevertheless you're kosher lagamri le'edus? Any other way? I'm not sure. I don't know. Seems a little difficult because I don't think Rashi takes the Rabbeinu David's approach. Think about that. But that clearly is the Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi against the Ramah and the Rambam, whether you are doing Gezel and you're Kosher Eidus anyway, or there's no Gezel B'chlam. That's why, of course, you didn't be Kosher Eidus. The Girsa of Rashi is B'davah Shenigmar Malachtam. B'davah Shenigmar Malachtam. The Rambam and the Rif have a Girsa of B'davah Shalom Nigmar Malachtam. That's why the Rambam says, Kodim Shetigamar Malachtam. What's the Chilik? Well, why does the Rambam say Kodim Shetigamar Malachtam? So the Meiri explains that it's dafka kodem shetigamer malachtan that the Bailam and Akavi makbid. Right? The Rambam l'shita, so the Rambam is saying this is that the Bailam aren't makbid, not that you don't realize what you're doing, but the Bailam takan not makbid. So comes the Rambam and says, the dafka if lo tigamer malachtan, that's when the Bailam and Akavi makbid. The reason why the Bailam aren't makbid is not because he's an oris, he's like a poel. And he's not a poel. He's an oris and he has a different halacha. But the Bailam aren't going to be makbid because they're simply moichel. Where's the Meiri? Orish shalakam and aperes bebikurim kodesh shidigamim alachta. If davamuat lakhu ubederech shenafshe shaladam choshekas ledvarim hamavukarim, beim aperes akayitz, beim aperes achorev, that's ganav dis and ganav tishrei. Avavi shalalakhu midas abay lemain zeganav. The Iri says that if it's kolam shetigamim malachtam, since nafsho shel adam choshekas ledvarim hamavukarim, people like bikurim. That's why there's a mitzvah not to take bikurim, to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, to give it up. People like bikurim. Fresh fruit, especially if it comes with their own toil. That's what the Sefer Achinah says, right? The purpose of the mitzvah of bikurim is to give up those fruit. To give it up, to show that you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave it to you to begin with. So because people like it, so what? So it's understandable that the Oris would want to take that fruit. So that's why even though he takes it, Shalom Yidas HaBayim, he's not a Ganet. Sha'abayim mochel and bedavah zem enastam. The Bayim ha-mochel, because they understand the Oris is working hard, so they're mochel. Ha'am bedavah sh'nigmar malachta u'botel chayin bikuro ein ze'el achim u'mamun u'posel. The Bayim are not mochel on chim u'mamun. They're mochel on something that's beyond chimud mamun. That's natural for a person to be chomid. He worked hard on the field. The oris gets a certain percentage. He's a sharecropper. So he gets, let's say, 30%. Right? But he worked on the whole field. So he feels a taiva for those fruits. So the bailam amochel, it's not a geneva at all. That's how the Meiri understands. And that's probably how the Rif and the Rambam understood. That's why Dafka Shalom Nigmar Malachto. Nigmar Malachto, that's already Chimud Mamad. People are not so taken by that fruit. So you can control yourself. But if it's before that stage, then we're afraid he can't control himself. The Bailam are afraid he can't control himself. So then the Bailam, Mochos, he's not going to be considered a Gan. Okay, that's the difference between the Girsa of Rashi and the Girsa of the Rambam. Okay. That's Gan of Nisan, Gan of Tishrei. Comes the Gemara and continues. Kari de Rav Zvid, Chag Gan of Kavod Asari, Upasle, Chag Gan of Kibur Dahine, Upasle. Kari de Rav Zvid, the farmers of Rav Zvid, those who were working the land for Rav Zvid, so they stole different things. One was Gonev a Kav of Saurim, the other was Gonev a Kav of Tamarim, some kind of fruit, an Eshkol of Tamarim. And he passed them Le'edus. Passed them Le'edus. Why? Rav Nachman said, Ganav Nisan, Ganav Tishrei is Loshme Ganav. Is Rav Zvid disagreeing? Is that the purpose of the Gemara, to say that there's machlokas amoraim? Why should it be any different? Is it, if you say Rav Nachman says that he's more heta. Well, he says that the Bailam are mochel. Rav Zvid argues with the Metzias, the Bailam are not mochel. He's not going to be more heta. L'chor, the Metzias is the same, so shouldn't they both agree? So if you learn like the first pshat, if you say Rav Nachman, if you explain like Rashi, Rav Nachman holds what? Rav Nachman holds that he's more heta. He thinks he's doing nothing wrong. Rav Zvid might say that he's puzzled with Rabbanan anyway. Right? He thinks he's not doing anything wrong, but there's a Gezel Daraisa, so maybe the Chachamim are going to passel it. Maybe that's what Rav Zvid meant. That's not how the Rishonim learn, though. The Ramah doesn't learn like that. The Ramah says Rav Zvid agreed with Rav Nachman. Rav Zvid held that Erech Hanami, he should be Kosher Le'edus. They should be Kosher Le'edus. But Ikor is different than an Oris. That's how the Ramah learned. Not that midrabbana they're still possible eidos, even though they're more a heter, but then an ikar is different than an oris. Why? How's he different? In two ways. Which two ways? Anyone remember? Did you see the Ramah? Who did get up to the Ramah? Only a handful. Okay, let's close with the Ramah. Let's just look at the Ramah together. As the Ramah, Hakamash v'lod the kevin the lava orisu, the halopolig beperi ala agrik hashokel la michrev. What is the ikar doing? The ikar is plowing the field. La michrev, he's like a schir yom. He gets paid. He gets paid money. Cash. He's not getting paid in percentages. He's not an oris. He just gets paid in money. So first of all, the Iker, according to the Ramah, is getting paid schar. He's not getting paid in Paris. Anyone who's not getting paid in Paris, the Bailam are not going to be mochelon. That's point number one. And secondly, it's davashlo nigmar malachta. It's not nigmar malachta. The ikar is plowing long before anything is finished, long before anything is grown. So what, after it's grown, now he can take some of the fruits? The Bailam are not mochel the ikar. The Bailam are mochel, someone who's working on the peris to the point that the peris are actually roi la'achila. Maybe he plowed, but he did more than just plowing. He's there. When it's Nigmar Malachta, so if he's there when it's Nigmar Malachta, then the Bailam are going to be Mochel. But if it's B'davar Shalom Nigmar Malachta, then the Bailam are not going to be Mochel. Obviously, the second Pshar in the Ramah is assuming like Rashi's Girsa, right? That the Oris, the Bailam are not going to be Makbid only if it's Nigmar Malachta, not if it's Lo Nigmar Malachta. So that's exactly why the Bailam are going to be Makbid by the Iker. So for two reasons, the Iker is different than the Oris. Either he's only getting Schar, not Peris. And secondly, it's Dover Shalom Nigmar Malachto, so the Bailam are not going to be Mochel. So if they're not going to be Mochel, then we understand that he's Pasul Eidus. He's Mamish like a Ganef. He's Mamish like a Ganef. Mamish like a Ganef. But does he think he's doing anything wrong? If you hold that the Oris, you know that the Oris is kosher le'edus because he's not a ganef at all. So then it makes sense. The Iker is a ganef. He's kosher le'edus since he is a ganef, because the dispensations, the mechila of the Bailim, doesn't apply to an Iker. So that's the Ramah l'shita salachar, right? The Ramah holds that the reason why the Oris is kosher le'edus is because he's not a ganef b'chla, because the Bailim amochel. So that's why he explains Iker to be saying that the Bailam Taka are not going to be mochel by the Iker, so he's posel eidus since he's a real ganef. According to Rashi, if you say Rav Nachman assumes that the Oris is kosher eidus because he's more a heter, So we were stuck, right? If Mara had this, so why should it be kosher legamri? So if you say Rav Nachman is assuming like the Rabbi Nadavid, that if he doesn't think he's doing an aveir, he's kosher legamri, so then Rav Nachman works out. What's Rav Zvid going to hold? So maybe he holds. He's pasul midrabbanan, because even though he thinks he's not doing anything wrong, but he still is doing some kind of an iser. Just the fact that he's doing an iser, the fact that he's doing an iser makes him pasul midrabbanan. So according to Rashi, there's no chilu between Oris and Iker? I don't know. Not sure what to say according to Rashi. Yeah, what do you think?
I thought you were saying until now that you need all three conditions.
Yeah.
To call that someone who would really...
You're saying he wouldn't be more ahead there.
Yeah.
So the Iker, according to Rashi, is not even more ahead there. He's right. Doing it, he realizes he's stealing.
Yeah. To really be more ahead there.
To really be more ahead there.
You would need all three conditions.
Uh-huh. So that's the chiluk.
So he doesn't have one of the conditions because he's not ours.
He's not an Aris, so because he's not an Aris, he's not more ahead there. So he's the Rav Zvid felt that they realized they were stealing, so that's why he passed them like this. So that's the chilah between Iker and Aris, according to Rashi. Okay, very good. We'll stop here.